This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So, here we are, 72 or so hours after the China trade deal was announced. There is lots that's still unclear about the agreement and probably will be for a couple of weeks at least. But one thing we do know is that on the ground in Iowa, farmers have been hurt so badly by tariffs that the Trump administration has sent them $1.7 billion in subsidies, and that's just for Iowa alone. Nationally, since the middle of last year, the federal government has sent farmers more than $10 billion up through November the 1st of this year to make up for sales and markets they've lost due to China's retaliatory tariffs. Plans are for about $28 billion in subsidies overall. The other thing we do know, though, is that all farmers want to do is sell their crops.
We'll talk more about this later, but as you sit here combining corn, do you ever think about, like, the global economy? Not to be dorky about this, but this is kind of the pointy end of this. This is the pointy end of the sword.
Right, it is. And so some of this crop is already marketed for next year.
Oh, wow.
And what isn't, I have to listen to the news.
Yeah.
What's happening in Brazil? What's happening with the trade talks? Are we going to get a deal? Aren't we going to get a deal? Even if we do, is it going to really make a difference in the market? So slow down.
Yeah, I just looked up to see I'm doing 5.3.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But that's okay.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm all right. Just easing off a little bit.
We met April Hemmes last week, me driving her combine, her trying to stop me from crashing. She's a lifelong farmer, a big proponent of American agriculture, and she's also a realist.
It doesn't matter who I voted for. It doesn't matter who any farmer voted for. He's our president. The tariffs are in place. We have crappy prices. And this is the environment I have to realize how to make my farm profitable. And that's what I deal with every day.
3 miles down the road from April's place, Steve Abbas and his wife Jan farm about 240 acres.
Yeah, this is good old black dirt.
Right? Look at that. God, it's like sticky.
You know? Well, it probably is.
Steve's 65. His family's been working this land for more than 100 years. Corn and soybeans, too, just like April.
And this is yours? Did you farm all this?
Well, yes. Just over about where that tractor is.
Steve's also the executive director for the Franklin County Farm Service Agency. It's part of the Agriculture Department, where part of his job has been to handle Franklin County's chunk of that $1.7 billion in federal subsidy payments.
Margins are really tight. I think a lot of break even on corn is probably, you're probably looking at the $3.80 a bushel somewhere in there.
So you're right there now. You're really close to it.
Pretty close to it. Well, the goal is to make money.
Yeah, right. Well, right. Which is always tough in farming, which gets to this very basic question. How's business right now? The last, you know, whatever number of years.
We've been in a downslide in agriculture for about the last 7 years.
Yeah.
And I do think you're going to see some issues, some problems with producers, farmers out here not being able to make ends meet, and they haven't been able to for 2 or 3 years. And I think some of their lenders are going to say, we're getting to the point, that's it, no more. We're going to close you out.
That's pretty grim.
It is. It's very grim right now.
So let's tell folks, you sort of wear two hats around here. You're a working farmer.
Yes.
And?
And I also work for the Department of Agriculture.
Right.
Which is called the Farm Service Agency.
Understood. You're speaking for yourself. But you administer some of the programs support farmers in this county.
Yes, I do.
So let me ask you a question about that.
Okay.
How busy are you administering programs that help farmers in this county, given the prices that we were just talking about?
Very busy. Some of the things we're looking at now are the tariff situation with China, especially.
Yep.
That has affected our market. It's probably dropped at least 50 cents a bushel off of corn and maybe $1 a bushel off of soybeans. And once you lose those markets like China, you don't get them back very easy.
Yeah.
So that's a big issue.
Steve Abbas got a subsidy check of almost $31,000 to make up for his lost income. But one of the things that's not clear in the deal that was announced on Friday night is how or even whether American farmers might be able to get the Chinese market back.
Oh, man. All right, tell you what. Let's go inside and get a cup of coffee.
Yes.
Because I'm really cold.
It is cool. The wind
has
a bite
cool.
to it.
Yes.
It was 30 degrees and windy, just for the record.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is like a great house built in 1917.
Wow.
So one, the barking one's there, and the other two are in the
ditch. Hi, I'm Kai. Nice to see you. How are you? My goodness. Oh, this
nice
is lovely.
To see you guys.
Kids are grown and out of the house. Okay. There are a couple of rescue dogs.
You had mentioned there was coffee.
I have coffee.
Oh, thank you.
And I have coffee.
Look, I'm just saying.
I have sugar cookies and I have French puffs.
Jan Abbas grew up in town. She and Steve moved out to the countryside in 1985.
But I love the farm. I love the country. I'd never move back in town again, ever.
She was a substitute teacher looking after her parents as well. But a couple of years ago, which was a tight spot for them, she learned how to work the farm and run the combine.
What's life like?
On the farm?
Yeah.
Well, right now it's not a lot of fun. It's kind of stressful, you know?
Tell me more.
I think a lot of people think farmers have it made, you know, because, you know, in the summertime, we can kind of do whatever, but we do other projects like fix things, you know, so we're ready. But, you know, people just don't get it, you know, and then they keep on thinking, you know, that everything's given to us, you know, like if someone has a job and it goes down, you know, they're out of luck, but farmers have a little bit of help, you know, but we need it.
So your husband's not going to be able to answer this question because he's got another gig, but...
Uh-huh. Can I?
But I will ask you, as a non-employee of the Department of Agriculture.
Uh-huh.
It's been tough with the tariffs. The government has a plan. And you're getting some money.
Mm-hmm.
Is that doing it for you? Are you feeling good about that?
Well, you know, Steve doesn't tell me a whole bunch of stuff because, see, he knows if I know that it's kind of tight, then I get stressed. So he kind of keeps some things away from me.
Yeah, but
which is a good thing.
Absolutely fair.
Yeah.
But big picture, the idea of the government helping farmers for mm-hmm. the trouble that the government got the farmers in.
Mm-hmm. Do I think that's fair?
You tell me.
Yes, I think so. They got us there, so they need to help us. Mm-hmm. As I'm in the combine and you have the radio on and then you hear the market, you know, and I'm thinking I'm doing all this work as this corn goes in and we're only getting this much, you know, you kind of think, is it worth it? You know? So I try not to listen to the radio.
Oh, we got to listen to the radio.
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe I will for this one.
Jan Abbas in her kitchen with her husband, Steve, there on a really cold morning 6 or so weeks ago in Hampton, Iowa. Here's hoping she listened. We took cameras with us when we went, shot a video that we've got up online. Also, data and maps for the farm subsidy program the White House has put together to make up for, in part, anyway, the damage its trade war has done. Marketplace.org is where you're going to go for that. One more quick hit from Iowa, coming up in a couple of minutes.